Hello and welcome to Under the Surface, number 285 on Ruach Radio NI. My name's Dave and I'm here for an hour. So, but to kick things off this week, we're going with A Perfect Circle.
You're such an inspiration. where we court under law. But the streets are reality, the weak and poor will fall. Let's tip the power balance, tear down the crown. Educate the masses, we'll burn the White House down. Speak to me, the pain you feel. Speak to me, the pain you feel. Speak the word, the word is all.
First up there, Perfect Circle with Judith from the Mare de Gnomes album from 2000. Absolutely played this to death when it came out. It was a holiday album. I mean, the good lady, Portugal, you just played it constantly. Just such a great album. And it's one of my CDs, which is really scratched up. That's because it's been played that much. And following a Perfect Circle, that was Queensryche with Speak from Operation Mindcrime from 1988. And Jeff Tate's due back in town again, August, I believe it is. Or maybe it's November, I'm not sure. I need to check that for you. But what I'm doing this week is I'm going off to Hellfest this week again. So I'm doing a bit of a Hellfest roundup of the stuff that I think I'm going to need to see. So next up is Accept with a new version of Fast as a Shark, which features Phil Anselmo and Kirk Hammett and a whole plethora of other people. I believe the album's coming out, Accept 50, with all these guest artists on it, so it should be interesting enough to hear. But this is an interesting version of Fast as a Shark.
Down your neck, coming from behind. his life. Looks like shit, face didn't fit. He only hit a winner tonight. Well, till he got invited to parties, he would always stress him annoyed. Till he fancied his chances, and they called him an arrogant boy. Billy had a special trick. He knew what made the punters tick. Freaking the elite to a picked-up peak. Good old Billy lived by his wits. Billy didn't have a choice. Got buried underneath the noise. He took a deep breath, found his voice. So they called him an arrogant boy.
After Accept, that was Deep Purple with Arrogant Boy from their upcoming album Splat, featuring Simon McBride, locally from Northern Ireland. Odd album title, odd album covers, you know, Purple, they just keep it really minimalist, but they've hit a purple patch, excuse the pun, since, I don't know, since early 2000s or maybe even before. Just album after albums is great. So, next up, Cavalera are doing the whole of Chaos AD, I believe. So this is Propaganda.
I know my way.
It's been a long time since I heard Max do any of those old Sepultura songs from that album, so it'll be interesting to see. I'm looking forward to that one. And after that was Severe Torture with Putrid Remains from the Torn from the Jaws of Death from 2024. Brutal stuff. Got a couple of 7-inches there. 7-inch, one 7-inch, and there's a CD about somewhere. It's just always just like that. Just brutal, straight ahead death metal. It's always good in a festival setting, too. So, for something a bit different, a bit more left of field, Arnazi Pazuzu with Foyt Lu from Muntucha. I don't know how to pronounce that. I don't know why I do it to myself. But anyway, this is our Arnazi Pazuzu. following Oranazi Pazuzu, that was Black Tusk with Born a Strife from the Pillars of Ash from 2016. First time I ever came across him was at Hellfest years ago, and just one of them mid-afternoon bands. Just really, really good set. Lots of energy, good fun, just a lot of drinking of Jack Daniels on the stage and stuff, and playing that sort of hardcore, I suppose you'd call it. And one of them was died shortly after that in a motorbike accident. See, they're back again, but I really do enjoy that record. Right, to calmer things down a wee bit, this is Elder with Blighted Age from Through Zero, the new album of theirs. They're up and coming, kind of in that prog circle thing. It's not that pure prog sort of stuff. It's your catatonia prog, I'd kind of call it. But anyway, this is Blighted Age.
Down.
Following Elder, that was Wolves in the Throne Room with Spirit of Lightning from the Primordial Arcana album from 2021. Always really enjoy seeing these guys. First seen them years ago at Roadburn, I think it was, but I didn't know anything about them. The name was really cool, and the atmosphere was really cool. Just that really bleak black metal and lots of dry ice and very minimal lighting, and just really took to it. I've got a lot of their records and do really enjoy them, so I'm looking forward to seeing them as well. Okay, actually a cover version. And I've played this cover version before, but not by this lot doing it. This is Farm Water, a Free cover. And I played it a lot of shows back. It was Ace Frehley and Paul Stanley covering it, but this time it's Corrosion of Conformity from their Riffississippi Studio Jam Sessions Volume 1 from last year.
Mama.
the Blast of Madness after Corrosion of Conformity was Scar with Blades from the Gold album from 2025. Scar is one of Fillon's album's many projects. That's his black metal project, features guys from Cattle Decapitation, Pig Destroyer, etc. Really, really good stuff. The first time I seen him doing any of that stuff, he was covering Bathory and all sorts and taking the piss out of anybody under 40. But there you go. And continuing with the theme of Mr. Anselmo, this is like sort of his third appearance on this show in Furnace, which I've just realised. This is Down with Eyes of the South from NOLA from 1995.
Let's go.
looking forward to seeing Down. Really, really good live band. Always good fun. Big heavy riffs. And it's just toe tap and drink beer and enjoy the sun. Frying the sun in my case. And after Down, that was Crypta with Dark Clouds and Shades of Sorrow. Keeping it real for the ladies. They're a South American band. Death metal. They do it really, really well. Hoping to see them, but it's probably a bit early. Sort of 1 o'clock in the afternoon for me. So next week I'll be able to tell you all about it if I survive. So to finish off, this is The Gathering, who are one of my main, I will die on this hill, I need to go and see this band. They're at 10 to 1 in the morning, which isn't so ideal, but I'll get there. So this is The Gathering with Liberty Bell from How Do You Measure a Planet from 1999. So until next time, look after yourselves.